Well, nobody ever told me that a convention could be very exhausting.
Have you been on the go since you got there?
A lot of waiting and I'm not sure how well the city organized this because there can be an hour wait for a bus. You know, some events are held at the convention center, which is downtown, others at the Wells Fargo Center, which is not that far away, but it's taking between an hour and sometimes even an hour and a half to get between those two places. So, but I'm surviving. I'm in my hotel room right now. I'm just really exhausted.
I know there's been some contention with Bernie Sanders delegates. We've heard Bernie Sanders speak and a number of other speakers. How are things between Sanders delegates now? I mean, where do things stand?
I can't speak for all Sanders delegates.
Sure.
I'll speak from my personal experience, okay?
Okay.
The roll call was last night. The Ohio delegation is situated right next to the Vermont delegation. And Bernie came down for the roll call, and that was exciting. I was probably 10 feet away from him when he stood up and the whole convention stood up. And spontaneously, some of us just decided that when he, after he made his remarks and walked out up the stairs, we followed him. And it turned into a spontaneous type of, I'm not going to use the word protest because I think that's overused, spontaneous type of statement. Hundreds of Bernie delegates, maybe just to let off steam, maybe just to make a statement, marched out of the convention center and went right across the street to a big tent set up for the press. And went inside and sat down and stayed for, possibly an hour.
So I heard about that that sit-in last night, and so you were a part of that. I heard there was almost 400 people in that tent.
Is that the number? Yeah, and there would have been more if they hadn't been locked out, yeah.
A lot of disunity and contention in this so far. How do you see this playing out before Thursday night? Do you see the party coming together behind their candidate?
There are actually alternative gatherings, parties, celebrations, I don't know what you want to call it, for those of us who may not attend the coronation, that's what many of us call it, of Secretary Clinton. You've got to understand, I don't think there's ever been a candidate in history, in fact, I know there hasn't, that has raised more individual contributions from individuals not taking any PAC money than Bernie Sanders. And were it not for the DNC's, we now know from WikiLeaks, deliberate attempts to somehow sabotage his campaign, and we don't know all the ways that they have done that. I'm really quite convinced that Bernie Sanders would have been the candidate. We know there were voting irregularities in Arizona and Colorado and who knows where else. And so that's what frustrates me more than anything. Now this I'm watching MSNBC right now. Trump's remarks about Russia leaking emails is silly. Of course, everything that comes out of his mouth is silly. But to me, it's immaterial where the emails are coming from. All that matters to me is the content of the emails. So.